Science and technology.
Human reproduction. Life begins at 45. Hope for older mothers.
When it comes to reproduction, men have it easy. Almost to the end of their lives, most have an ample supply of sperm. Women are not so lucky. They're born with a supply of eggs that typically runs out when they reach middle age. That could be about to change, however. Researchers have confirmed that women harbour ovarian stem cells and that these can give rise to new eggs. Stem cells have the ability to divide continuously and to change into different types of cells. Stem cells from adults can produce a variety of cell types in addition to those that make up the tissue in which they're found. In 2004, Jonathan Tilley of Harvard Medical School and his colleagues discovered stem cells in mouse ovaries. Since then, it has been shown that these ovarian stem cells can develop into eggs, be fertilised, and produce perfectly healthy mouse pups. But researchers have been reluctant to believe that something similar might be possible in humans. Proving that this was indeed the case was tricky. Human ovarian tissue, especially from young, healthy donors, is not easy to come by. Dr. Tilley's breakthrough came when he discovered that a former colleague, Yasushi Takai of Saitama Medical University in Japan, had in his freezer healthy ovarian tissue from 30 patients who had changed sex. Using a sophisticated cell-sorting technique, the researchers developed a way to identify ovarian stem cells that works for both mice and humans. Then they took the human ovarian stem cells, labelled them with a green fluorescent protein, and put them back into a slice of human ovary, grafted onto a living mouse, so that it was functioning much like a normal ovary. The glowing green cells soon produced a brand new crop of human eggs, according to their findings published this week in Nature Medicine. Fertilising these eggs for experimentation is forbidden in America. Britain's Human Fertilisation and Embryology Authority, however, will allow it in certain cases. So, next month, Dr. Tilley will take some of his stem cell booty to Edinburgh to collaborate with Evelyn Telfer, who's developed a technique for growing human eggs from an early stage. She holds a licence to fertilise them experimentally. The discovery could revolutionise infertility treatment for women in several ways. For one thing, research has shown that in mice, even aged ovaries contain ovarian stem cells. And when those stem cells are placed into a young ovary, they will develop healthy eggs. This raises the possibility that one day women of advanced age could have their own biologically related children. Currently, many women over 45 have to make do with in vitro fertilisation, using the egg of a younger woman. Other treatments will become available sooner. Overscience, a fertility company based in Boston, which has exclusive rights to exploit Dr. Tilley's research on mammalian ovarian stem cells, will begin offering a novel treatment in July. This uses a woman's own stem cells to provide her eggs with extra energy by creating fresh mitochondria, subunits that exist within cells and supply them with energy. They too can become scarcer and less productive with age. Previous studies have shown that boosting mitochondria can dramatically increase the success rates of IVF. When it comes to reproduction, men will still have it easier for some time, but women are catching up.